我们的主复活了。
So our Lord has resurrected.
那作为一个科技工作者呢，过去其实这个是对我最大的一个挑战，要相信主的复活，相信主的死。
So coming from a scientific background is one of the greatest challenges that I face, you know, to believe that God has, I mean, the Lord has resurrected.
但是最后因着神的恩典我相信了。
But by God's grace, I believed.
相信了以后就经历很多的神迹奇事。
So I, after I become a believer, I have come across many, many miracles.
因为我们复活的主他是一个有复活大能的神，他在行神迹。
Because our resurrected Lord is the one who with power and he's able to do all things.
那今天我们不仅仅是将来和他一起复活的主来的时候借我们，我们将来也都要复活，信他的人都要复活。
So not only to resurrected with him, all of us will be resurrected with him one day.
今天他复活的能力要在每一个人的身上来彰显。
But today his resurrection power will be manifested in each one of us.
那不知道你对你心今天祷告的事情有没有信心？
I don't know if you have faith for the things that you have been praying on for today.
但是呢，神还是要行神迹。
Regardless, God is going to do miracles.
甚至在你没有信心的时候，他还是要行神迹。
Even before you have faith, He will do the miracles for you.
圣经里面讲呢，神按照你的信心来成就。但是呢，圣经里面也成就很多的事情是人在没有信心的时候他就成就。
So even though Bible says by faith he is going to accomplish things, but even before you believe, he is going to work for you as well.
今天我们要来读一段经文呢，就是神在人不信的时候，他照样要行神迹。
So today we're going to go through the scriptures about even before they believe God has accomplished miracles for them.
我们今天来读这个《约翰福音》十一章。
So we will go to Book of John, chapter 11.
这个拉撒路复活的神迹。
The resurrection of Lazarus.
去年的这个复活节，我也是讲这段经文。
So last year during Easter, I also shared the same message.
今天神又要感动我讲这段经文。
However, God also moved me today to share about the same message.
但是呢，我觉得是一个不同的角度。
But however, from a different perspective.
那我们呢，先读中文。你读英文的人呢，跟着屏幕来读，好吧
？So I'm going to read in Chinese, but those of you who read English, you can go read on the screen.
但是我建议大家呢，读的时候要用心的来读。
But pay attention while you read.
因为神的话没有一句是随便写的。
Because none of the words written by God are, you know, just nonsense.
神的话没有一句是随便记载在那个地方。
So there's none of those words are just written down like carelessly.
每一句话都是神非常精心的放在那里。
So every word has been carefully selected by God.
有一个患病的人名叫拉撒路，住在伯达尼，就是玛利亚和他姐姐麻大的村庄。这玛利亚就是那香膏抹主又用头发擦他脚的。患病的拉撒路是他的兄弟，他姐妹俩就打发人去见耶稣说，主啊，你所爱的人病了。 I think we also read the English, it's very important.
Okay, now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus is now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick.
耶稣听见就说，这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
When he heard this, Jesus said, the sickness will not end in death.No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified.
耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拉撒路。
Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister Lazarus. And Lazarus.
听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之地仍住了两天。
So when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed there where he was two more days.
然后对门徒说，我们再往犹太去吧。
And then he said to his disciples, let us go back to Judea.
蒙徒说，拉比，犹太人进来要拿石头打你， 你还往那里去吗？
But Rabbi, they said, a short while ago, the Jew there tried to stone you, and yet you are going back?
耶稣回答说，白日不是有十二个小时吗？人在白日走路就不致跌倒，因为看见这世上的光。
Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours of daylight? Anyone who walks in the daytime will not stumble, for they see by this world's light.
若在黑夜起走路就必跌倒，因为他没有光。
It is when a person walks at night that they stumble, for they have no light.
耶稣说了这话，随后对他们说，我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，我去叫醒他。
After he had said this, he went on to tell them, our friend Lazarus had fallen asleep, but I am going there to wake him up.
门徒说，主啊，他若睡了就必好了。
His disciple replied, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better.
耶稣这话是指着他死说的，他们却以为是说照常睡了。
Jesus has been speaking of his death, but his disciples thought he meant natural sleep.
耶稣就明明地告诉他们说，拉撒路死了。
So then he told them plainly, Lazarus is dead.
我没有在那里就欢喜，这是为你们的缘故，要好叫你们显信。如今我们可以往他那里去吧。
And for your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him.
多马又称为迪图马，就对那同作门徒的说，我们去，也去和他同死吧。
Then Thomas, also known as Didymus, said to the rest of the disciples, let us also go there, that we may die with him.
耶稣到了就知道拉撒路在坟墓里已经四天了。
On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus has already been in the tomb for 4 days.
伯大尼离耶路撒冷不远，约有六里路。
Now Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem.
有好些犹太人来看马大和玛利亚，要为他们的兄弟安慰他。
And many Jews have come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother.
马大听见耶稣来了，就出去迎接他，玛利亚却仍然坐在家里。
When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home.
马大对耶稣说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
就是现在我也知道你无论献上求什么，神也必赐给你。
But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask.
耶稣说，你兄弟必让复活。
Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again.
马大说，我知道在末日复活的时候他必复活。
Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at last day.
耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die.
凡活着信我的人必永远不死，你信这话吗？
And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?
马大说，主啊，是的，我信你是基督，是神的儿子，就是那要临到世界的。
Yes, Lord, she replied, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world.
马大说了这话，就回去安安地叫他妹子玛利亚说，父子来了，叫你。
After she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. The teacher is here, she said, and is asking for you.
玛利亚听见就急忙起来到耶稣那里去。
When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him.
那时耶稣还没有进村子，仍在马大迎接他的地方。
Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him.
那些从玛利亚在家里安慰他的犹太人见他急忙起来出去，就跟着他，以为他要往坟墓那里去哭。
When the Jews had been with Mary in the house comforting her, noticed how quickly she got up and went out. They followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there.
玛利亚到了耶稣那里，看见他就伏伏在他脚前说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, he fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
耶稣看见他哭，并看见与他同来的犹太人也哭，就心里悲叹，又甚忧愁。
When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled.
便说，你们把他安放在哪里？他们回答说，请主来看。
Where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, Lord, they replied.
耶稣哭了。
Jesus wept.
犹太人就说你看他爱这人是何等恳切。
Then the Jews said, see how he loved him.
其中有人说他既然开了瞎子的眼睛岂不能叫这人不死吗？
But some of them said, could not he who opened the eye of the blind man have kept this man from dying?
到哪里了？
38，耶稣又心里悲叹。
OK, 咱耶稣又心里悲叹，来到坟墓前，那坟墓是个洞，有一块石头挡着。
Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone lay across the entrance.
耶稣说：“你们把石头挪开。”那死人的姐姐马大对他说：“主啊，他现在必是臭了，因为他死了已经四天了。”
Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days.
耶稣说：“我不是对你说过，你若信。”就必看见神的荣耀吗？
Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?"
41，他们就把石头挪开。耶稣举目望天说：“父啊，我感谢你，因为你一定听我。”
So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me."
我也知道你常听我，但我说这话是为周围站着的众人，叫他们信，是你差了我来。
I know that you always hear me, but I say this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me.
说了这话就大声呼叫说，拉萨路出来。
When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out.
那死人就出来了，手脚裹着布，脸上包着寿巾。耶稣对他们说：“揭开，叫他走。”
The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strip of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go."
那我第一个问题要问大家的，就是说，当时的马大、玛利亚、拉撒路的兄弟姐妹，还有当时的他的朋友犹太人，他们相信这件事情会发生，有信心吗
？So the first question for you all is that.Mary, Martha, his brothers and sisters, his friends and families, people around them, do they believe that the resurrection can happen?
他们相信吗?
Do you think they believe?
说相信的举手。
Raise your hand if you think they believe.
说相信的就说你们没有在读圣经。
他说，只要你找来，他必活。他又有相信，但相信是就是。
OK， 但是呢，他基本上不会相信，他现在会把他，会把他起来，对不对
？So, David was saying that because they said, "Okay, I believe if you were here, then he wouldn't die." So they have some faith, but not falling. So, Pastor Bing was saying that you know, basically, they wouldn't believe that even the man. I mean, after the man have been dead for 4 days, and he wouldn't be able to resurrect it again.
那圣经这样记载，为什么这样记载呢？这就是我们，这就是我们。
Then why Bible recorded all of this? Because
我们有时候有一些信心，有一些理论。
Because they all represented us nowadays. Because sometimes we have a little bit of faith and we have some kind of you know ideas about God.
你知道圣经，我为什么相信圣经吗？我们学科学就是它是真实的。
So, why do I believe in the Bible? Because as a scientist background, I believe because it's the truth.
对我来说，当时怎么样进入圣经，怎么样成为一个基督徒，完全是因为圣经记载的真实吸引了我。
So, how I become a believer, how I start, you know, getting into the faith is that, the truth from the Bible have drawn me to him.
因为他所记载的都是真的。
Because everything that was recorded in the Bible was true.
哦，不像我们写小说的啊，就是说写的很天花乱坠啊，很美好。
So unlike,
它不是的。
Unlike novels, like non-fictions, you know, like things, you know, the story may be very, like fantasy, but it's just not like that in the Bible.
那如果是我写的话，我过去写的话，我就说我要把亚伯拉罕这些人呢写的非常有信心。
if I am the writer myself, I will probably write things about Abraham, you know, like all these biblical figures, you know, say that they have the perfect faith.
小时候我记得我写作文还是写得很好，常常得奖，因为好多的先见力，而且读了很多的小说。
I remember when I was a little kid, I write very good novels. I write very good essays. Yes, that's right. Very good essays because I have good imagination and I read a lot of books.
那个就是说按照自己过去读的书啊，那些革命的勇士啊，怎么样怎么样啊，在就业的时候高呼毛主席万岁。
So I will write things about, you know, what people do in the world, like how they you reach their hand and then shout, 毛主席万岁。Okay, long live the chairman Mao.
But the Bible, they just said, you know, like even Jesus, 这圣经呢就是讲到什么呢？耶稣在克西马尼园祷告的时候，他都说我非常痛苦。你们跟我一起祷告，耶稣自己都这样，都记载在圣经里。
But Bible is different, you know. Remember when Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, and even he himself said, "Lord, I'm weak. Come and then ask the disciple to pray for him." So it's like it's everything was written to the it's 100% truth.
所以好多人不相信耶稣，因为觉得耶稣很软弱，你知道吗
？So a lot of people do not believe in Jesus because they think Jesus is weak.
但是呢？任何一个被神所拣选的被神光照的人，但是主耶稣复活的能力住在他的里面，他就知道我们信的是谁了。
So anyone who believes in Christ and when the resurrection power come into this person, they will believe who Jesus is.
但是你要知道非常重要的，最好你还是要相信真实的东西，进入真实的世界。
So it's better for you to believe the truth and enter into the truth.
真实的世界，我们所面临的就是这样一个世界。你周围好多人，好多的痛苦，
so,
你自己也有很多的烦恼。
So this is the reality we are living in right now. You yourself have a lot of troubles, and people around you has all sort of problems.
你周围睁开眼睛看的话，很多的问题。
So when you open your eyes, you know, to look around, you will see a lot of, you know, things, a problematic things happen around you.
前两天有一个年轻的房客，他是说他一定要养猫，要允许他养猫，
so,
因为那个地方我们租的地方是不可以养宠物的。
So a couple of days, a young tenant that lives in our properties told me that he has to have a cat, but for our property, we do not allow them to have pets.
最后他就非他说我不养猫的话我会得神经病，因为他一个人也没有工作。
And he told me that I have to have a cat, otherwise I will, you know, mentally ill because he himself he does not work.
感谢主，他对我也很诚实。
Praise the Lord, he has been quite honest with me.
那我就讲呢，就我们周围有好多的事情，我们是一个真实的世界，这个世界不是一个理想的世界。
So we have to know that this is a reality that we are living in right now. So we are not living in a fantasy.
教会也是一群软弱的人。
So church the same. We are all very weak people.
因为那个时候跟随主的人也是这一群人，你看到没有？
Because those who
跟你和我一样的，哈利路亚。
Because those who follow Jesus was the same group of people, weak, just like you and I.
所以你要感谢神啊，你教会来的就是你和我这样的人。
So you have to praise the Lord that you know those who come to the church are just like you and I.
所以你进来教会的时候呢，你也不要理想化，把这些人都理想化，说，哎呦，这个人牧师肯定是怎么样怎么样的，大学怎么样怎么样，
so,
我们都差不多。
So when you come to a church, do not fantasize about the pastors or other people. You know, don't think they are this like this or they are like that.
我们就是吃喝拉撒的人。
So we are just ordinary people, like do ordinary things.
我们还在天天去上厕所。你知道耶稣基督也上厕所吗
？So we go to the bathroom every day. Do you know that Jesus also need to go to the bathroom?
那圣经因为它记载的是非常真实的东西。
Because Bible are a recording of the truth that have happened.
刚才我问了一个问题，就是这些人相信不相信他的弟弟会复活呢？他们是当时是没有信心的。
So did those people believe that their brother will resurrect?
他们要么相信他过去如果在的话他就不会死， 要么是 将来耶稣基督你来的时候他会复活。
So what they believed is either, you know, before they die, Jesus came and maybe he will live, or maybe he will live in the future, like resurrected in the end.
但是呢，这个时候耶稣在他的旁边，要让他的弟弟要复活这件事情，他不相信。
However, when Jesus,
他没概念。
When Jesus is present and Jesus told him that your brother will live, they do not believe that.
就像我们一样，就说，哎呀，我读了圣经。是的，过去亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、摩西，我都能讲，他们的信心多大。
Just like us, we read about the Bible, we read about Abraham, Isaac, and David, and I understand all their stories. I can tell of their stories.
我是讲到将来，圣经里面啊、哦，讲到圣经里面，耶稣行了多少多少神迹。
And then we can talk about in the future, like how many miracles that Jesus have done.
或者讲到别人的身上行了什么神迹。
Or we can talk about the miracles happen around us, you know, on other people.
但是到我们自己的事情临到的时候呢，我们好多时候不知道什么神迹。
But when things happen to us, you know, about us, we do not have the faith to believe.
但是呢，好消息是这样的，这里的这些人都没有信心，耶稣有没有行神迹？
But the good news is, all those people there did not believe. But did Jesus do the miracle himself?
行了神迹没有？
Did Jesus did the miracle? Yes, he did.
但是他需要不需要他们的信心？要不要他们有信心啊？
Did Jesus require them to have that faith?
当然要，但是他们没有。
Of course, however, but they didn't have that faith.
那四十节耶稣说，我不是对你说过，你若信就必看见神的荣耀吗？
So that's what Jesus said. Didn't I tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?
你明白耶稣讲什么意思？就是我希望你能够信啊，对不对？你如果信的话，就看见神的荣耀啊。
So in other words, Jesus saying that I wish that you have that faith. If you have that faith, you will see my glory.
我去年的时候就讲过，今天还要讲。那个耶稣呢，悲叹的心里忧愁啊，就听到他们一个讲过去，一个讲将来，一个说：“哎呦，你如果当时在的话，我弟弟就不会死。”啊，另一个叫姐姐麻丹呢说：“哎呦，将来复活的时候他就复活。”耶稣呢就心里悲叹，忧生忧愁。那个悲叹是什么意思？悲叹是非常生气的意思。
Okay, so I talked about that last year. So it says Jesus was once deeply moved.Because those people were thinking about the resurrection, resurrection in the past or resurrection in the future, however, not in the present. So the word deeply moved, in other words, is that he was actually frustrated, like angry.
那个词是非常清楚的。你知道希腊文好多时候有两个意思、三个意思啊。有人就说他可能是这个意思。其实呢，主讲的都是一个意思，不会有三个意思啊。
Okay, you know, in Greek, sometimes a word can have multiple meanings, but in here, but Lord is only referred to one meaning.
但是这个词呢，你如果看词典的话，它只有一个意思。
So if you study this word in the dictionary, this word deeply moved has only one meaning.
就是他非常的生气，但是不知道怎么表达。
So, it means that he was very, very frustrated, but he does not know how to, you know, manifest that.
这个 就是最早这个词呢，是用在那个马生气的时候就 snort， 那个马会 snort， 马被惹怒了以后就是 snort。
So this word is actually in the Greek means that when a horse is being very angry, it makes that kind of noise.
所以呢，耶稣心里悲叹，又生忧愁。那个忧愁呢，就是 troubled， 英文翻译 deeply troubled， 就是他会这些人这么不信，我在旁边他们都不信，他很难过，很生气，但是不知道怎么表达。
So that's why it says Jesus was deeply troubled because even though he was there, and yet they do not believe in him.
他给他们提升，给他们讲来讲去，多少？要么他们相信过去，要么相信未来。现在他已经死掉了，他已经死了。
So even though Jesus was there, yeah, they believe, oh, the person may be resurrected in the past or in the future, and they do not believe in the present.
那其中有一些人呢，就是封墓，他已经在里面封墓，哎呦，里面怎么样怎么样，就说38节，耶稣又心里悲叹，也还是用那个词，很生气。
And in verse,
in, 我跟你们这么长的时间行了那么多圣经，为什么还不相信？
So in verse 38, it says, once again, it says, Jesus was deeply moved or deeply troubled. This angry noise that he makes. Like, why can't you just believe?
That's the best translation. 但是弟兄姐妹，主耶稣还是行了神迹。
But brother and sister, yet Jesus still did the miracle.
但他这里面有一个非常关键的一个因素。
But there is a very important element to this.
人没有神迹，但是耶稣要在他们中间行神迹，有一个关键的因素。
So even when people have no faith, and yet God is going to do a miracle, there is a key element.
关键的因素在哪里呢？
What is the key element?
在这个第三节，大家看到啊，就是说他姊妹打发两个人去见耶稣，说主啊，你所爱的人病了。
So the answer is on verse 3. It says the sister sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick.
It's like, 就像我去找一个大夫，对吧？给大学找一个大夫，我说大夫，你所爱的那个人病了。
It's just like I went to see a doctor to ask a doctor to help Da Xu, and then I will tell the doctor, okay, the one you love is sick.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
弟兄姐妹，就是说，是他们心里面有个笃定，这个人是主所爱的。
So, brother, sister, they know for sure in their heart that person is loved by God.
那第五节呢，讲的耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拉撒路。
And also on verse 5 says, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
那这一讲呢非常特别。
So it's very interesting.
这一家是非常非常特别的一家人。
So this family is a very special family.
因为耶稣每一次去耶路撒冷呢，他要住宿的话，就住在这个家。
Because every time Jesus went to Jerusalem, he will stay in their house.
因为他离耶路撒冷只有六里的路，做完事情呢，讲完道回来就住在他的家。
Because their house is only 2 miles away from Jerusalem, so every time he finished his daytime activity, he will return to their house to stay over the night.
所以这个地方叫做伯大尼。
So this place is called Bethany.
所以好多教会啊，现在把他们的教会取作Bethany。因为那个地方就是主可以居住的地方。
So that's why a lot of church, they name themselves after Bethany, because it's a place for Lord to rest.
你知道主啊，去做事情的时候，他要找一个地方去休息。
You know, when the Lord goes out, he needs to find a place to rest.
他要找谁的家里去休息？
So where does he go to rest?
我问你，你如果到哪里去做件事情，你要找一个地方休息，找。你找那时候他可能没旅馆，旅馆可能也太贵或者怎么样，他找一个人，如果有人接待他的，你要找谁的家里休息？
就是 imagine yourself, you know, go out and you know do a work and you need a place to stay. Maybe back then there's no hotels. Where do you go to lay your head? I mean, to rest.
你知道跟随耶稣的人很多啊。
There are many people who follow Jesus.
被耶稣医治的人也很多呀。
And those who've been healed by Jesus are many as well.
除了他的12个门徒之外，有时候跟随耶稣的人成千上万了。
Besides the 12 disciples, those who follow Jesus can be 1,000, 10,000.
他要住在谁的家？
Where does he live?
就是那个人的家里面愿意接待他。
Are those people who are willing to accept him?
不仅仅是愿意接待他，而且他住在他那里的时候，他感觉到舒畅。
Not only just to accept Jesus, but you know when Jesus is there with.Then he felt, you know, rested in his heart as well.
他觉得他坐在那里和 很自在。
He will feel, you know, he felt free while resting in their house.
所以在另一节经文里面讲什么呢？他说我们的朋友拉撒路睡了。十一节，我的朋友，我们的朋友拉撒，他称拉撒路为他的朋友。
So verse 11, Jesus said, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep."
那时候称朋友可不是随便称的呀。
So he called him friend, but back then they don't usually call a friend a friend.
现在我们有时候见个陌生人都说，哎 ，my friend. 那时候可不是这样的，朋友就是朋友，不是随便都是朋友。
So even though nowadays you call any stranger your friend, but back then wasn't like that. You know, friends are actual friends.
那个时候的 friend, 按照这个定义的话，罗马希腊时就是我在政治上面你跟我能够联盟。你能跟我两肋插刀，那就是我的朋友，就是跟我一起同上战场。
Okay, so back then during the Roman times, when you call someone friend, means that you are, and you know, you ally with that person, or
yeah,
or he can
in the war.
Yeah, okay, he can stand by you during a war, during a battle.
就是你可以跟我一起去死。
So a friend that can die for you.
所以你知道这家人是非常特别的。
So this family is a very special family.
所以今天弟兄姐妹，就是说，因为我们中间，我相信每一位都把耶稣已经接在你的心里面，他要住在你的家里。
So I believe all of you have already accepted Jesus, and also He is going to live in your house.
当主耶稣能够住在你的家里，能够住在你的心里，他感觉到你是他的朋友，你感觉到你刚这样说，我是主所爱的。你知道，事情就要发生。
So when you have accepted Jesus into your house, and you also knew that you are loved by Jesus, and then miracles like this will happen.
因为什么呢？
Why?
因为耶稣觉得他认得你。
Why? Because Jesus know you.
不仅仅是认得你，而且他跟你有一个关系，他觉得很重要的一个关系。
Not just to recognize you, but he has a relationship with you.
我相信我们教会的人呢，就是说弟兄姐妹生都在这做这样一个关系。
So I believe a God is doing the same thing with each one of us.
在末世呢，圣经上预言基督徒都会有一个大封印的分开。
Okay, so in the end times, the Bible says in the end time there will be, you know, like a dividing groups.
Yeah.那一群人呢，就是真正相信耶稣的，跟耶稣有一个真实的关系的人。
So one group are those people who have actually have a relationship with the Lord.
另一群人呢，他们说他们是基督徒，但是呢，主耶稣说我不认得你。
And another group, even though they proclaim that they know Jesus, but Jesus said, "I do not know you."
这是圣经上讲的，不是我讲的。
And this is not said by me, but it's actually written in the Bible.
圣经里面好多地方讲到，就是说，好，耶稣说我不认得你。那些人说主啊主啊，我做这个我做那个，因为那是主说我不认得你。
So many times in the Bible, Jesus said that I do not know you. Even though those people claim that, oh Lord, I did this, I did that, but Jesus said I do not know you.
所以呢，我们就是说，来这个这些人，你看到没有？虽然他们没有那样的信心，但是呢，因着他们跟主耶稣的关系呢，主耶稣必让要行神迹。
So when you see here, even though they don't have that kind of faith yet, and but because they have a relationship with Jesus, Jesus can still do the miracles. That's the miracle for them.
因为主耶稣认得他们，不仅仅是认得他们，而且主耶稣把他们放在他的心里面。
So because Jesus know about them, not just knowing them, but also put them in His heart.
主耶稣能够为他没有信心，能够很生气。他们要感恩。
So, Jesus was, you know, mad at them for not having faith. They have to be, you know, showing their gratitude towards that.
主耶稣今天对你没有信心，如果生气的话，你要感恩。
So if Jesus is, you know, angry at you for you not being able to believe, you have to be grateful for that.
为什么？因为他关心你。
Why? Because he cares about you.
因为他爱你。
Because he loves you.
当你没有信心，他又不难过的时候，那你就麻烦了。
But if you have no faith and yet he's not care, he does not care, then you have to, you know, you have to be sad about that.
大家听懂没有
？Do you understand?
而且他这里讲了呢，就是耶稣哭了。
Here he says Jesus wept.
耶稣哭了呢，这个好多的接经的人啊，就叫耶稣很有人性啊，写很多的文章啊，就是耶稣怎么样通人性啊，关心人啊，很有 compassion， 我觉得也是对的。
So many scholars think because you know Jesus cared about Lazarus and then he loves him and so that he wept, he cried.
但是从上下文看呢，我的理解就是他很生气，生气到哭了。
But for my own understanding, when I read from you know the top to the bottom,
生气加上难过，因为那个死人也确实他也爱这个拉撒勒，就在一起呢，他就哭了。
And I felt that actually he cried because he was so angry at them, you know, angry and sad at the same time because they lack of faith.
而且当然也看到拉撒路真的也死了，也他的心。他的这个死亡牵动着他的心。
Of course, also because Lazarus has died, and then his death has, you know, deeply moved, Jesus.
所以弟兄姐妹，就是说，你觉得，你好多时候觉得很有信心对一件事情，好多时候没有信心。
So
那是正常。
So, brothers, sisters, so when you know have faith towards something, and sometimes for other things you don't have any faith, it's normal.
弟兄姐妹，我好像读圣经的时候没有发现圣经里面记载的哪一个人永远是有信心的。
So when I read my Bible, it seems that none of those in the Bible always have, you know, the same constant faith.
不光是亚伯拉罕，不光是这个大卫，对不对
？So either Abraham or David.
但是呢，因着这样一个关系，跟主的这样一个关系。
But because of the relationship that you have with Jesus,
主认得他。
God, also Jesus recognized them, know them.
就像摩西一样，主认得他。
Just like Moses, the Lord knows him.
所以呢，当别人起来反摩西的时候呢，神就出手了，说：“你们，这样反对我的仆人，你们不惧怕吗？”
So when people rise up and go against Moses, the Lord spoke.On behalf of him, saying that he is my friend. How dare that you know go against him?
你知道吗？因为神认得摩西。
Because Jesus, I mean,
神爱摩西，
the Lord,
摩西也爱神。
Because the Lord knows Moses and he loves Moses.
所以弟兄姐妹，所以呢，今天你没有信心，
so,
不要觉着不正常，很正常。
So, brothers, sisters, if you have no faith today, don't think it's abnormal. It's actually very normal.
但是呢，感谢主的是什么呢？今天我们都认识了耶稣。
But the good thing is, all of us today we have known Jesus.
大家承认自己认识了耶稣吗
？Do you believe that you have known Jesus?
你不承认耶稣，今天复活节的日子呢？好多人在外面旅游啊，到这里来。肯定是耶稣吸引你的。
So and a lot of people today they are on holiday, they've been traveling, but today you are here in the church because Jesus have drawn you to him.
肯定不是我吸引你的。
It's not by my you know attraction that you have came.
我这人长得也不帅，讲的话也，好多人说你的国语听不清楚。
So I am not handsome, and then I speak with accent, you know.
所以今天呢，是主耶稣在你的心里面吸引你了。
But today, the Jesus Christ that is in you have drawn you closer.
所以讲到这里呢，大家都是有盼望的。今天你祷告的事情，今天你心上关心的事，都有盼望的。
So we all have hope today. The things that you care about in your heart, the things that you've been praying for,
因为都在主的心上。
Because it's also in Jesus, in God's heart.
但是呢，这里面有经过了几个阶段。大家要注意。
But here, there are phases we have to go through.
第一个阶段呢，就是他们请主耶稣呢，主耶稣不做事情。
So the first phase is that they invited Jesus at first, but Jesus didn't do anything.
主啊，你所爱的人病了。
Jesus, the one you love is sick.
跟你说，你所爱的人病了。
So the one that you love is now sick.
你治了那么多的病人，那就治这个了。
So you have healed many others. Come and heal this one.
这是应该的呀。
So this is something you know, like you should do, right?
那些坏人你都治，何况你的朋友呢
？Even the sinners you have healed, how much more you gonna do for the one that you love?
他们觉得对呀，那时候还病的时候，还没死的时候就邀请他了。 就耶稣就应该来去治啊。
So he wasn't dead yet, right? He was just sick. So they invite Jesus to come.
但是呢，他在居住的地方又住了两天。
Yet he stayed in the same place for another 2 days.
可能当时居住应该按前一章的话，在比较远的地方，在约旦河外。
So according to the previous chapter, he was living beyond the Jordan River.
那后来呢？可能又走了，弄了两天，就四天过去了。
So and then maybe he traveled and walked, and another 2 days passed.
弟兄姐妹，好多时候，这个就是耶稣他故意不做事情。
So Jesus purposely not doing anything.
那这件事情呢？他是故意不做的。
So in this incident, he's purposely not doing anything.
他说的很清楚。
So it's written here very clearly.
那是什么意思呢？他说要神的儿子要得荣耀。
Why? Because he says, it's for God's glory.
弟兄姐妹，好多时候神呢就做在我们身上的一些事情，想想这个事情啊，你就觉得挺绝望，一开始是失望。最后到绝望，谁都不喜欢这个。
So sometimes, you know, God is doing things in your life. At first, you may feel let down, and then you will go from this kind of faith towards hopelessness that you are going through.
不是所有的事情都这样啊！
No,
不要害怕大家。
So don't worry, it's not like all of these. I mean, it's not always like that.
从失望到绝望。
So from losing hope to hopelessness.
就是说，主耶稣呢让拉撒路要死透了。
Because Jesus needs that Lazarus to die, you know, to the end.
就是在人来说呢，就是说死了四天以后肯定是死定了。
Because as a human standard, you know, if you have died for 4 days, means you are totally dead.
所以这第一件事情呢，就是说主耶稣不行，不做事儿。
So the first faith is that Jesus not doing anything at all.
但我们的生活里面都需要神的这种复活的大能领导。我们常常祷告，但是呢，有一个阶段主耶稣不做事。
So we all need resurrection power from the Lord, but sometimes, you know, during some kind of stage, the Lord is not going to do anything for you.
但是呢，主有没有关心他呀？
But did the Lord care about them?
当然关心他。
Of course.
但是这件事情呢，要成不仅仅是让他复活，要成就神的荣耀。
But this thing, but he cares for them, but not just to glorify him, himself.
第二个阶段呢，就是来就是见到这些人的时候呢，就开始跟他们，提升他们的信心。
So the second stage is that now Jesus met them, and he talked with them to help them with their faith.
或者说呢，就把他们。显出他们里面真实的一些状况。
Or you can say, it shows what they truly think in their heart.
因为有时候我们不知道我们有多大的信心。
Because a lot of times we don't know how much faith we have.
我作为一个牧师啊，常常觉得我信心很大，因为读很多，研究的很，哎呦，我都相信。
So as a pastor, I felt I have great faith because I read a lot of things, you know, the Bible, and yeah, I feel I have faith.
结果前几天那个一个房客向我说了几句粗暴的话，就睡不着觉。师母就说：“那你的信心去哪里了？”
But the other day, you know, my tenant said something bad about me. I was so mad and I couldn't sleep. And then I questioned myself, "Where's my faith?"
Susan said, "Where's your faith?"
Oh, okay. So Susan asked me, "Where's your faith?"
所以我们不知道我们的信心有多深，就主耶稣呢，就跟马大这个玛利亚就对话。让他们知道他们处在什么一个状况。
So sometimes we do not know like our faith level. So Jesus was having a conversation with Martha and Mary, you know, to talk with them so that they know how much faith they have.
让他们知道他们真实的一个状况。
So to know their actual state of faith.
另外呢，也在提升他们的信心。
And also at the same time to help them with their faith.
那下面一个事情呢，就是说。主呢要做事的时候呢，先要人也要做一些事。
And then the next stage is that when Jesus is going to work, he also requires us to work as well.
所以呢，他叫那些人把石头要攻开。
So he asked them to remove the stone.
你知道要把一个死人坟墓上的石头拱开这件事情啊，一般是不会发生的。你把死人的坟墓的石头拱开做什么呀？你是盗墓贼吗？只有盗墓贼也不敢从那个直接拱开啊，可能找个别的方法。
So, you know, it's very unusual for people to remove the stone out of the grave, right? Unless you are a stone robber, I mean, a grave robber, right? Even if you're a grave robber, you probably dig a hole underneath, right?
所以这件事情呢，就是说，神让人要参与。
So, this removal of the stone, he wants people's participation.
所以在神在这个新神迹之前呢，要人参与。
So before he moves, he wants people's participation.
他要让你做的一些事情呢，你要做。
So things that he wants you to do, you should do it.
难道主耶稣不能把这个石头公开吗？
So,
那让拉撒路复活，难道不能把石头公开吗？ If, 当然可以。
If Jesus was able to resurrect Lazarus, can he just remove the stone by himself? Of course he can.
当然了，但是呢，他要人来参与的这些事情。
But he wants people to, you know, participate in this as well.
我告诉你，滚开那个大石头的那几个小伙子呀，那几个犹太小伙子，他永远也不能忘记。
I believe that those people, the young men who rolled the stone away, they will never forget this event.
明白吗？他一辈子都不会忘记什么叫做主耶稣的大能，复活的大能。
So all their life they will never forget about this event, the resurrection power from the Lord.
所以神要我们在中间有做很多的事情。
So that's why they, God wants us to work.
有时候承受一些痛苦，有时候做了一些事情，觉着不知道该做不该做，但是你要做一些事情。
And sometimes, you know, you do it with pain. Sometimes you do it, you don't know whether it's right or wrong, but God wants you to do it.
当你按照主的做了一些事情之后，神的神迹就显现。
But when you do the things that God wants you to do, God's power is going to manifest.
所以主耶稣说：“拉撒路出来。”
And so Jesus said, "Lazarus, come out."
主到了时候，到了他该行神迹的时候，他就行神迹。
So when the time has come, he is going to do the miracle.
那不管你那个时候。你觉得有信心还是没信心
？So regardless at that point you have faith or not.
但神行完神迹以后呢，他还要人做点事情。
So after he did the miracle, he still want people to do things as well.
弟兄姐妹，就是说神呢，永远要让人要做人的部分。
So brother sister, like as a man, God always want man to do things that man supposed to do.
你知道有一些宗教啊，说是人将来会成为神啊 ？No， 基督教原人就是人，你就是人，你不是神。
So in other religion, they might say, okay, you as man may become a god later on, but in the Bible, men are always men. You are just a man.
将来虽然我们复活以后有一个不同的身体，但是你还是人。
So even though after resurrection in the future that we have a different body, but we still are men.
所以呢，我们人要做人的事情。
So as men, we should do things that men are supposed to do.
包括以色列人四十年在旷野里面吃玛那天上馅，但是呢，目的是要让他们进入迦南地，栽植葡萄园，种地，对吧？养牛养马，过人的生活。
So even though the Jews went through through 40 years in the desert eating manna, but the result of it is still to, you know, plant vineyards, have raise cattle, you know, to live as normal people would live.
你要为你作为人呢要感恩，哈利路亚。
You need to, you know, give thanks to the Lord for you as a man, hallelujah.
大家感恩吗？哈利路亚，感恩。
You have to be, you know, grateful for that.
为你成为一个普通人要感恩。
For you to be a normal person, to be grateful for that.
我感谢主，我不是川普。我也不是大卫，哈利路亚，赞美主。
Praise the Lord, I'm not Donald Trump, I'm not David.
我过去曾经遇到说，我要像大卫那样，像摩西一样。我感谢主，今天也不是大卫，也不是摩西。
I used to pray that I can be like David or Moses, but I praise the Lord that I am not David, I'm not Moses.
我就是一个普通的人。
I'm just an ordinary person.
那神在我的身上有他的恩典。
And God has His own grace on me.
所以弟兄姐妹， 这里面就是我们非常重要的一个，就是要建立跟主耶稣的一个关系。
So, brother and sister, the key is to build up a relationship with Jesus Christ.
当我们建立一个关系的时候呢，主耶稣就在我们的中间。
When we have a relationship with Him, He will live among us.
在另外一段经文里面，在十四章约翰福音十四章，他说：“那些爱我的人呢？”我和天父父就到他们家去和他同住。
So, in the letter, chapter 14, it says, "So those who love me receive me, me myself and my Father will live with them."
你知道主住在你的家里是何等有福的一件事情。
So how blessed you will be that you have Jesus and the Lord live in your household.
这就是马大、玛利亚、摩伯大尼之家，就是他能让耶稣。常常住在他的家。
So that's why Martha and Mary, the family of Bethany, they were receiving Jesus, letting Jesus rest.
所以新约里面最大的一个神迹就行在他的家里。
So the greatest miracle that in the New Testament happened in their family.
这就是我们今天要来到这里，我们相信主耶稣的复活，也相信他的复活的能力。在我们的中间。
So today we come here today. We believe His resurrection. We also believe His power of His resurrection in us.
主耶稣在这段经文里面讲到，他说：“白日不是有12个小时吗？仍在白日行走，就不致跌倒，因为看见这世上的光。”第九节。
So it says that are there not 12 hours of daylight? Anyone who walks in the daytime will not stumble, for they see by this world's light.
所以呢，今天主耶稣在我们的中间呢，有光在我们的里面。
So when Jesus is here, we have the light of Him.
你走的时候就不会跌倒。
So when you walk in His light, you will not stumble.
第十节讲，若在黑夜走路，就必跌倒，因为他没有光。
It is when a person walks at night that they stumble, for they have no light.
这就是主耶稣在我们中间，他在我们需要的时候。他要行神迹的，他就会行神迹。
So this is when Jesus is with us. If He is going to do a miracle, He will do it for us.
感谢主。
Praise、
我们等一会呢，我们要听听大家的一些见证，就是这个神的能力在我们身上的一些见证。
So later on, we will listen to some testimonies that among us and those the power of resurrection that happened in your life.
今天我们也来准备领圣餐。
And
等一会儿我们来一起来领圣餐，纪念主的这个复活钉死。
And then we're also going to receive the Lord's table today as well.
那我们先做个祷告。
So let's pray.
主啊，是的主，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Yes, Lord, we praise you, we thank you, Lord.
主啊，是的主，有人看见过去你行的神迹。
So some people only see the things that you have done in the past.
主啊，我们也相信将来我们的复活。
And we also believe our resurrection in the future.
主啊，但是今天我们更要相信主啊，你就在我们的中间，复活的主就在我们的中间。
But more, we are going to believe that today you are with us. Your resurrection power is in here.
因为复活在你，生命在你。
Because resurrection is in you, and then life is in you.
信你的人虽然死了，也必复活。
Those who believe in you, even the die, and they will live again.
凡活着信你的人，必永远不死。
And those who believe in you will never experience death.
主啊，我们信。
Yes, Lord, we believe.
主啊，我们信心虽然小，但是主啊，我们信。
Even though our faith is small, but we believe.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次的主啊，来要述说你的恩典。
Once again, we will count all your blessings.
靠着你的圣灵，靠着在弟兄姐妹的见证，主彼此来鼓励。
By your grace and by the testimonies among us, we will comfort and encourage each other.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.